Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we just bless and honor you this morning. We thank you that you are great and greatly to be praised. So we give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do. Have your way on Bible story land, oh God. Oh, Father God, we repent for secret faults, for sins, for transgressions, for errors. Create in us that clean heart that we need, oh God. As we come before your presence this morning, giving you praise, glory, and thanksgiving. So, Father, we just thank you that you are a great and mighty King. No God is greater. No God is holier. So this morning, Lord God, as we come before your presence, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And, Father, we bind and cast out all spirits that would attempt to keep us in a low place in the name of Jesus. We break the chariots of the enemies of the valley in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out ravens of the valley in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are God. You are the God of the valleys in the name of Jesus. Cast out every, hallelujah, hallelujah, cast out every valley spirit in the name of Jesus. Let us be exalted and the spirits of the valley be smitten by your power. We bind and rebuke every Goliath that would challenge us in the valley. Let all the giants of the valley be destroyed. Fight against the spirits of the valley and let our enemies be avenged in the valley. Let every aching in our lives be destroyed in the valley. We loose ourselves from Delilah's spirit operating in the valley. Let all our valleys, places be blessed in the name of Jesus. Open a door of hope in all our valleys. Oh God, we destroy every Edomite spirit in the valley in the name of Jesus. Let water flow into every valley place in our lives, oh God. Let water flow in every valley place of our lives, oh God. Let every valley place in our lives be exalted. We smite Amalek and destroy him in the valley. We smite all the Midianites in the valley. And Lord, we just thank you this morning that you are God. You are God alone. No God is greater. No God is holier. No God is mighty like you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, all the thanksgiving, because it all belongs to you. And we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, oh, God, know our names, our addresses, our whereabouts, that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. So, Father, we are so grateful that we could call on your mighty name this morning. Oh, God, we just come this morning saying thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your great grace. Hallelujah. And we are grateful, Lord God, that you, the Most High God, is with us right now. You said, where two or more gather in your name, you will be in the midst. So we thank you that you're in the midst of us, oh God, and you will never leave us, never forsake us. I thank you, Lord God, that we will always remember that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. Oh God, you will go with us. Hallelujah. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you are a shepherd leading us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Holy are you, mighty are you, no God great like you, no God holy like you. The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies display his craftsmanship. And so, Father, this morning, we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor in Jesus' name. Well, good morning on Bible Story Land. We welcome each of you this morning, and we are so grateful that the Most High God woke us up this morning, started us on the path of righteousness. What a great God he is. He is mighty. He is holy. Well, this morning we have Karen Itell from Houston, Texas, to play a song of praise unto God, Jesus, the lover of our soul. Good morning, Karen. Can't hear you, Karen.
Okay, there I am. How are you?
All right.
I'll do it. Here we go.
All right. All right.
okay, I'm with my little 96-year-old, and I got to go with my 102-year-old. So we're trying to take a drip bath here.
All right.
Well, what is this?
Family day.
Praise day. Family day.
Family
okay.
day.
Okay. You want to sing? You want to help me sing a song?
Yeah.
Or help me sing this little light of mine. Is that good?
Yeah.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Let's give you a little more soul.
Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine.
Hold on, mother. Don't stand up. Oh, oh.
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen. I love that. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. You know, the children love that song, too. They love
oh, yeah.
to sing that song. All around my neighborhood, I'm going to let it shine. You said the lady that's with you is 90 years old?
96.
96. Whoa. Hallelujah.
96. I'm very grateful for other ladies.
For abundant life. Well, let me pray for her this morning.
Okay.
What's her name, Jackie? Yeah.
Miss Eula Coleman.
All right, Miss Coleman. All right, Ms. Coleman. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Ms. Coleman, youngest woman on here, 96 years young. We are grateful, Lord God, that you have not forgotten Ms. Coleman, Lord God. You still have work for her to do. And so, Father, I thank you for what you're doing on her behalf. Heal her body in every area, Lord God. I thank you that you're keeping her safe, protected, under the shadow of your almighty wings. You are her refuge. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom that you have put in her. Oh, God, I thank you for all the years that you have given her. In the name of Jesus, draw even closer to you in this hour than ever before. And we are so grateful that you know Ms. Coleman's name. You know where she lives. And I thank you that you are carefully watching over Ms. Coleman. We bless and honor you, Father. We thank you for Jackie. Takes care of her senior citizens. Lord God. Oh, we are grateful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing through Jackie, Lord God. As she lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. As she lay hands on the senior citizens, Lord God, I thank you that pain will begin to vanish from their bodies. I thank you for strength to them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, oh God, that you know their name, even their location, and you are their shepherd, and they shall not want. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, God, his word. I'm sorry, did you say something, Jackie?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Coleman. Thank you, Jackie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hallelujah. God honors his word above his name, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul, spirit and joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Our speaker today is full of the word of God. He knows that the scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. He is a pastor of the Fivefold Ministry. He pastors Helping Hand Ministries and the Children Born in Christ Ministries. He's no stranger to Bible Storyland. Today, we welcome Pastor Johnny McCray. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone at Bible Storyland. How are you doing this morning? Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm just so honored to be here this morning. Thank you, Sister Gatlin.
All right, we're ready for the word whenever you're ready to give the word.
Amen. 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 I just want to say this morning, it is such a blessing for Sister Coleman, 96 years old this morning. Amen. I was telling someone this morning about Sister Mary. She's almost 80 years old, and how spirited she is, and Mother Hall, how spirited she is. She's in her 80s, and to just have a right mind, to have a mind that still stayed on the Lord is such a blessing this morning. So we give honor to God, amen, as we do lift these men and women of God, of seniors, elders, up in prayer this morning, that the Lord would continue to pour out his spirit and his anointing, amen. And we just say we blessed it to know that we still have you with us and that you still giving us what we need, amen, to help us to be better in the kingdom of God here on earth. Amen. I thank God for Evangelist Gatlin for the opportunity to come on Bible Storyland this morning. And as you said before, there is a God and there's a word from the Lord this morning. Amen. And we're coming today, we're celebrating Family Day. Amen. And there's nothing like family. Amen. And I've been petitioning the Lord for a word from him for this morning. But first of all, I want to pray. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace and mercy this morning in prayer this morning and ask the Lord to intercede and to speak a word of life for all of us, that we can be more like our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy this morning in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Father, we come before you this morning, first of all, seeking your forgiveness, thanking you for grace and mercy, asking that you put our errors and our deeds and actions, sins, whatever that may not be pleasing to you, up under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we say thank you. And Lord, we ask that you just pour out your spirit to give us our freedom, the liberty that we need to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Lord, we ask you this morning to pour out your anointing on the body of Christ this morning, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. As we come before you, Father God, saying thank you for this glorious and marvelous day. Saying thank you, Father God, for your loving kindness and tender mercies. Saying thank you, Father God, for allowing us, God, another day of life and another opportunity to get closer to you, God, as you purge us and wash us with hyssop, as you cleanse us and you fortify us with strength, power, and authority over the things that once at one time held us back. But now, God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're able to do things that we was not able to do before, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, we are able to see things that we could not see before. only because of your loving kindness and tender mercies, only because of your intercession, because you interceded for us. Lord God, where sin at one time had authority and power over us, but now, God, we can walk free in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And we can love one another in a manner and a way that you would have us to do. God, we bless your holy name this morning. God, we give you honor and praise. God, we magnify your glorious name, God. Thank you for loving us the way you do. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For looking back past our faults, God, and see our needs, God, and using us down here on earth as your children, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our God, glorious Lord and Savior. Father, we ask that you continue to bless Bible Storyland, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you pour out your spirit on Bible Storyland, God, as they go, as you go forth, as the ministry goes forth to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only in Jacksonville, but all over this world, Lord God. We speak life on Bible Storyland this morning, and every ear that is here to hear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless you this morning, God, and we just thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask that when as you humble Johnny McCray this morning, as decrease Johnny McCray this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, and as you decrease me, increase your spirit, Lord God. Have your marvelous way this morning, Lord God, and we truly would give you the honor, the glory, and all the praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Amen. We thank God for just being here this morning. Evangelist Gallen, I just thank you this morning. Amen, for this opportunity to speak this morning. We always think it's a privilege and a joy to be able to come forth, amen, and let the Lord use us as vessels for the kingdom of God on earth. Amen. We ask that you keep our ministries in prayer, Lord God, that God continue to lead and guide us and bless us, that we prosper in his word and his holiness. Amen. There is a word from the Lord this morning. Amen. And this morning we will be ministering from the book of Galatians. Amen. Galatians chapter 4. Amen. Starting with verse 4 through verse 7. Amen. For there is truly a word from the Lord this morning. Amen. There's a old comic that we used to listen to back in the days. He said, there's nothing like family. Amen. And we want to talk about family this morning, but we want to go into the word, and we, as we talk about family, in the book of Galatians, Paul wrote, he says, starting with verse 4, but when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who called out, Abba Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also his heir. Amen. I want to leave you with this thought this morning. God is our Father. Amen. Amen. God is our Father. Amen. And every family has to have a father. Amen. God said that he does not have a desire for us to be a fatherless generation. Amen. So he set himself, amen, as the father over the family, amen, of the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. God set a time, amen. The Bible said that it was a set time, amen, that God set a time that he was going to send his son, Jesus Christ, amen, into this world, amen, so that we could have a family, amen. What is a family? What truly is a family? A family is a body of people who are connected by one spirit, amen, connected in love, amen,
connected by the bloodline, by in the natural sense, we're connected by the bloodline. We got the father, the mother, and the children. Amen. Then we have nephews, uncles, and aunts, and all these people that are come together as one. Amen. But what is the common connection? The common connection is they all have the same father. Amen. They all come down from that same seed line, from that same bloodline. And when it comes to us, amen, who is in the family of the body of Christ, we must realize that God set a time that he was going to be our father. Amen. Why is it? Was it necessary for him to set that time? Because that was a time when we was all slaves. We was all lost. We was all abandoned. We were not part of anything. We were just because sin had put us in a place. Hallelujah. That we did not have a guide, amen. We did not have an authority. We didn't have that one to give us instruction. So God set a time that he looked down on us, amen, and from heaven, from his throne. The Bible says that the heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. So God sent his son, Jesus Christ, amen, into this world, hallelujah. Oh, that's the value of being in the family of Jesus Christ, being in the family of Almighty God. God sent his only begotten son. The Bible said that God so loved the world that he sent his only son, hallelujah, into this world. Amen, amen. That whosoever shall believe on him shall have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So I come by this morning to tell you that we have a father, amen, that he wants us to believe on him, amen, that the son that he sent, who is Jesus Christ, who was born of a woman, born up under the law, he came for a purpose, amen. What was the purpose of him coming? His purpose was to redeem us back unto the Father. Amen, because in order to be a family, we got to have a father. Amen. I come by to tell you, it doesn't matter what your state of mind is. It doesn't matter what your situation is. It doesn't matter what's going on in your household. You can always look up into the heavens and realize that we have a father. Hallelujah. We have a father, amen, who loves us so much, amen, that he sent his son that he could supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you, it maybe looks bad on this side of the wall. Amen. On this side of the earth. Amen. It may look bad. It may look like you don't have a father, but you got a father. Amen. His name is God Almighty. Amen. He is the Alpha and Omega. Amen. He is the beginning and the end. Amen. He's the great one, the great I am that I am. Amen. We got to understand that God loved us so much. Amen. That he set a time that he was going to be there for us, that no matter how it may look and how it may seem, amen, that God said, I'm right here to redeem you from the law. Amen. Amen. That we might receive the adoption of his sonship. Amen. So what he's saying is, it don't matter what has happened in our life. Amen. God has set a time for you this morning. Amen. Someone out there this morning may feel like they lost, maybe feel like they abandoned. And they may feel like God don't hear you. You may feel like God don't know your situation. You may feel like God don't understand you. Maybe your earthly mother is not there. Maybe your earthly father is not there. Amen. Maybe your brothers and sisters have turned their back on you. But God said, if you just call on my name, amen, if you just call out to me, I'll redeem you. Hallelujah. If you just call on me, there's no situation, that's what I'm trying to tell you this morning, that God can't handle. Amen. Because when God set that time, amen, that he would come and through his son Jesus Christ into the world, he came to redeem us from the slavery of sin. He came to release us from the slavery and the punishment and the pains of sin. Amen. The Bible says that even death don't have no hold on us. Amen. Even the grave don't have no hold on us. Amen. Because God set a time that he was going to redeem us back to himself. Amen. If God didn't do nothing else, he did the most important thing. He redeemed us back to him. Somebody needs to realize you can't be Don't predicate it on your situation. Don't judge it by whatever you may be going through. Maybe you have pain in your body. Amen. Maybe your finances are not right. Maybe your children are not acting right. It don't matter what the situation is. God, our Father, is still there. Amen. Because he is the head of the family. Amen. The family that really matters is our kingdom Father's family. Amen. Where God is the Father, Jesus is the Son. Excuse me. And we have the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the family that I'm talking about this morning. We are in that family. Amen. When we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and said, when we said, I believe, amen, we are no longer of this world, amen, we are of the family of Almighty God, amen, and when you are in the family of Almighty God, it's nothing wrong with it saying is you become of the sonship, amen, that means God said, I adopted you as my son and as my daughter, amen, why, because you are his son, God sent his spirit of his son Jesus into our hearts. Amen. That's what the word of God says. Now think about that. I got something in me now, hallelujah, that gives me power and authority. That's the value of the family of Almighty God. That I have a spirit in me, hallelujah, that God put in my heart, hallelujah. If I just turn to his word, if I just turn to God and what he has done, I have the power and authority that Jesus had when he rose on that great and marvelous Thursday day. When he early that morning, when he arose with all power and authority in his hand, I have authority over that. Maybe whatever your situation is, you can turn it around. The Bible said if you just speak it, it'll come to pass. If you just believe, hallelujah. God said, I have placed my spirit. Hallelujah. Those who are in the family of Almighty God, God has put his spirit in them. Hallelujah. Now, yes, we are weeping may endure for a night, but you've got to understand because of the spirit that's within you. You can demand that joy coming in the morning. Hallelujah. And I ask you this day, like, when is your day of joy? Amen. When is your day of peace? When is your day of acceptance? Why not today? Let today be the day, hallelujah, that I say, I am the son of Almighty God. I'm not a fatherless son. I'm not a fatherless daughter. I have a father who sits high and looks low. I have a father who has power and authority in his hand. I have a father who never speaks. I have a father who never slumber. I have a father who says he'll never leave me or not. He will. He ever forsake me. I have a father because I am in the family of all Jesus Christ. I am in the family of Almighty God. It doesn't matter what man may do to me. It doesn't matter what man may say. I got a father who sits high and looks low. I got a father that put his spirit in me. I got a father that gives me strength when I'm weak. I got a father that builds me up when I'm torn down. I got a father, hallelujah, who sits high, who created the heavens and the earth. We got to understand that we are celebrating family today. That what family are we celebrating? We are not celebrating our earthly family today. We are celebrating the family of Jesus Christ. We are celebrating the family of Almighty God. We are celebrating the family of the kingdom of God. The family that God took out of heaven and brought down to earth. Hallelujah. Put his spirit into his sons and daughters and said, we are, hallelujah, living here on earth. Why? Because the spirit of the Son, Jesus Christ, is in our heart. We have the power and authority to know and to make things happen on this earth. It doesn't matter who's in the office. It doesn't matter what the government does. It doesn't matter what the authorities don't do. It doesn't matter how it looks or it may seem. The Spirit is in us. If we just call on our Father. Amen. The Bible says in Romans, it says, he that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is time for us to call on Father. Because it said the Spirit who calls out, Our Father.
So we are no longer a slave, but we are God's child. That's the family that we're talking about. The family of the children of God. The family of the children of God. The family that has the power to lay hands on the sick and they become healed. The family that has the power and authority to cast out demons. The family that has the power to take our children back from the streets. We are the family. That's the family that we are here on America, on this earth. We are that family where loneliness has no grip on us. Hardship has no power or authority over us. Not sickness, not death, not depression. Loose in the name of Jesus. We are here to walk by faith and not by sight. Because we know who our Father is. Father, we thank you this morning that we are not fatherless children. That we have a Father who is able. Amen. A Father who put his Spirit in us. That we are like him. Amen. The Bible says in Genesis that when God spoke, something happened. So if I have his Spirit, if I speak, something should happen. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Speak as God's child. Speak in faith. If that child is out there in the world, speak. I promise you, if you open your mouth and speak, speaking in faith, God will bring that child in. If you just speak, that husband will come on in. That wife will come on in. Them nephews and nieces will turn around. But we got to speak as the children of God. Father, I'm your child because I'm in your family. Because you put your Spirit in my heart. And because the Spirit is in my heart, I speak today. Sin has no rule nor authority over my life. I'm ruled by love and kindness. I'm ruled by grace and mercy. Ruled by the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, peace, and joy, faith, patience, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, kindness, temperance. Ruled by the Spirit that's inside of us. Loose and let it be. It is time for us in the family of Jesus Christ. It is time for us who God has placed his Spirit in our hearts. It is time for us to put our affection on the things of the of above and not beneath. Where's your affection? Put your affection on the things of God. For God I live, and for God I die. I was abandoned at one time, but now I'm in a family. I was adopted by God. Hallelujah. I'm of the adoption. Hallelujah. I don't mind being adopted by God. Hallelujah. That's the best adoption that happened to me. Amen. Because God loved us so much. He adopted us. Because our earthly father, whose seed had sinned, didn't qualify. But oh, thank God for Jesus, who came into this world, not of the seed of man, hallelujah, but of the Spirit of Almighty God. Somebody need to be rejoicing this morning to know that I am now not of the seed of my earthly father, but I am of the Spirit of my heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is good. Oh, now listen. This is in my closing. Hallelujah. God has
also an heir. An heir. Oh, yes. You got an inheritance. I say you got an inheritance. What is it saying here? Help me, Holy Ghost. We say you have inherited eternal life. Because one day we're going to leave this earthly vessel. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. We're going to leave out of this earthly vessel. You're going back to the dirt, to the earth. But my spirit is going back to my Father. Oh, yes. Jesus said, in my Father's house, there's many mansions. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. God has prepared a place for his family. You can rejoice. So I'm weeping right now for the old joy. Amen. I'm going to a place, amen, on the other side. He said, if it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. And I believe what my Father Jesus said, that he prepared a place for you, and he prepared a place for me. So what am I saying? Let's keep pressing toward that mark. Amen, of the Father, through Jesus Christ. Let's keep pressing on. How we're going to press? Let's love one another. Amen. Let's put God first. And let's love each other like we want to be loved. And we'll fulfill the whole law. God is a good God. He's a marvelous God. And if you do that, you'll be an excellent family member. Someone need to forgive their father, their earthly father. Someone need to forgive their earthly mother, their brother, their sister. Someone need to forgive their grandparents, their aunts, their uncles, their nephew, their nieces. Someone need to forgive their friends, because what good is it then if all is said and done and you don't forgive them? Let them go. The Bible says, whatever you remit on earth shall be remitted in heaven. Don't let it go. Forgive them and let them go so that you can be free today. Yeah, they did you wrong, probably sometime more than once. But forgive them today. That's true family love. Forgive them and forget it. Let it go. A true family member is not going to hold it against you. A true family member is going to give you water when you're thirsty. A true family member is going to give you food when you're hungry. A true family member will give you clothes when you need clothes on your back. A true family member will give you a place to stay when you need shelter. So we bless the Lord today. We thank God for his word. His word would not return void, but it will accomplish exactly what he set it out to do. So we bless the name of the Lord this morning. We give him all the glory, honor, and the praise. And I want to leave you with this. I want to live holy. Said I want to live holy. Yeah, I want to live holy. That's all I want to do. Let's live holy. Let's forgive and repent. And let God have full course over our life. Go hug that loved one. Go forgive that loved one. Go love that loved one as God has loved you. We bless your name today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. What did I tell you? Full of the word, full of the word. A man of God, full of the word. Thank you, man of God. Awesome word. The family. God is our father. We need a father. You know, the Bible says when your father and your mother forsake you, God will take you up. So I thank Pastor Johnny McCray for that powerful word this morning about the family. You know, we're in the blood family, but we're in the family of God. We need to be saved. We need to be redeemed. So that was, he said, no matter what situation you find yourself in, God can handle it. We can't handle certain things, but God can handle all things. So I thank God that was the word. He said, let's live holy. God is holy, and he's requiring us to live holy. So I thank God for the word this morning. That was a powerful word. You know, Genesis 2, 18 through 25, it says, God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I'll make him a helper, a companion. So God formed from the ground all the animals, field, and all the birds of the air. He brought them to man to see what he would name them. Whatever the man called the living creature, that was its name. The man named the cattle, named the birds of the air, he named the wild animals, but he didn't find a suitable companion. But God put the man into sleep, into a deep sleep. He put Adam into a deep sleep. And as Adam slept, he removed one of his ribs and placed it with flesh, and replaced it with flesh. God then used the rib that was taken from the man to make woman and presented her to the man. The man said, finally, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, name her woman, for she was made from man. Therefore, a man leaves his father and his mother, embraces his wife. They become one flesh. The two of them, the man and his wife, were naked, but they felt no shame. So God has a plan for the family, as Pastor McCray said this morning. God has a divine order. His divine order is him first. If we don't put God first, we're lost because he's the creator. He's always been first. We just have to put him first in our lives. He is. He has a plan for the family. He is and he always will be. He has a plan for the family. God's divine order, God first, marriage next, family next, husband, wife, and then children. Then the church, the ministry, the government next. God has an order. Wherefore, they are no more two, twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Matthew 19:16. God is a God of order. God first, marriage next. Genesis 1:27-28. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them, and he blessed them, and he said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth on the earth. God said everything that he made is good. No human being can be perfect, can perfect God's plan. No human being can perfect God's plan. His plan is perfect already. When we deviate from God's plan, his purpose for marriage, it is no longer good, but messed up. It becomes tainted, contaminated. When we do marriage our way, it no longer works. Our way brings division between husband and wives, fathers and mothers, and children. Our way brings confusion to the family. No one knows their role. Nobody knows their role when we try to do it our way. But God has already given us the role that he wants us to have. How can we build a Christian home? Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Psalms 127:1. Every Christian parent will readily affirm that their children are being raised in a Christian home. But when we ask deeper, when we probe deeper, we often find that that's not true. We often find that that's not true. They're not really raised in a Christian home. They're raised in a Christian culture. Let me state what should be obvious, but it doesn't always seem to be. Christian activities and interests do not make a Christian home. Let's be more specific. A Christian home is never defined by what the children are doing. It's defined by what the parents are doing. And, you know, parents today are not doing what they should do. They're allowing the children to run the home. What you want, baby? Have it your way, baby. It's not Burger King God's way. No, it's not. Your child could read the Bible every day, listen to Christian music, watch Christian videos, read every missionary bibliography in the library, know a zillion memory verses, have only Christian friends, and never miss Sunday school or Bible school, and yet still not live in a Christian home. Your children cannot do enough Christian things, no matter how good those things may be, to make a Christian home. Only parents, only their parents can make a Christian home. Only parents, I repeat, only parents can make a Christian home. What's a Christian home? In uncomplicated terms, it's one in which God is alive and present in the lives of the parents. You know, I can tell you, my parents didn't go to church. They sent me. My mother used to go sometime. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. But thank God he made a way for me to be saved. He placed people in my life so that I could be saved. And many children are growing up that way. Their parents go to church, but they don't have a Christian home. God is not in the midst of them. Christ has to be present. His Holy Spirit has to live in his followers who live in their home. It's worth nothing. You know, if we do not live according to God's plan, our children cannot be saved. We can't be saved unless we live into God's plan.
Right. But here we go.
I'm sorry for the interruption here. Hold on 1 second. So we got to live it God's way. You know, God is the one who created the family. And if we don't do it his way, it's in vain. We got, you know, fathers believe this, mothers believe that, children believe that, and they're all going in different directions. No, God wants a real home, a lasting home, that Christ is the foundation of that home. Just because Christians live inside the house, it doesn't mean that it's a godly home, that it's a Christ-filled home, that Christ is the foundation for that home. Jesus ended his sermon on the mount with a parable. He said, a wise man built his house on a rock. His house stood against the wind and the flood. But the house that was built on the sand, it fell. It fell. As a parent, we must choose to build Christian homes, Christian families, on the rock, which is Christ. If it's not built on the rock, it's in vain. If it's not built on the rock, it's in vain. But how do we do it? Paul admonishes parents concerning children that we are to bring our children up in the training and instruction of the Lord. And if we don't bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord, it's all in vain. We got to help our children to be nurtured, to nurture them, to feed them the word of God in the home. We have to do it. We could take them to church. We could expect a Sunday school teacher to do it, but it's not a Christian home. It's got to be done by the father and the mother. There has to be agreement on how the children will be raised. Hopefully the agreement will be that God is the head of this household. God first, father next, mother next, children next, families next. Paul, you know, tells us that, you know, in helping children to understand, we got to train them God's way.
train them up in the way that they should go and instruct them. You know, Solomon instructed his son and his daughter in God's ways. He told them, he said, son, listen to your father. Listen to your mother. Do what we're instructing you to do. Don't go out there and listen to those who are not godly. Listen to your father. Listen to your mother. God gave you to us for us to train you, for us to instruct you in godly ways. So if you are not instructing your children, you know, many of us, we take them to football practice, basketball practice, dance class, praise dance, this, that, and the other. But what are we doing in the home? Are we bending the knee? Are we talking with them about godly practices? Or what about their lives? Do you allow them to continue telling lies? Do you allow them to be out of integrity? Do you allow your children to live unholy lives? You got to train them up. When you see them getting out of order, you say, come here. Let's talk. What's going on? I remember one time I said a word that my dad said, oh, no, we don't say that in this house. People say that outside, but we don't do it in this house. My mother said, this is how we live in our house. So they set the standards for us. We didn't set the standard in the home. Today, children are setting the standard in the home. What do children know? Nothing. They're barely here on the earth. God gave us the commission to train them up. That's the only way we're going to have a Christian home, is that we train the children up in the way they should go. If we watch their character, what kind of character are you helping your children build? Are you driving through the red lights? That's against the law. God said, follow the laws of the land. Are you using unholy language? God said, no. This is the way you should speak. Virtuous things, holy things, just things. Things that are true. How are you living before your children? Do your children tell their friends, my daddy godly, my mama godly? Oh, no, you know my mama pretend, my daddy pretend. What are they telling their friends? Children, no, we cannot pull the wool over their eyes. They are brilliant. Haven't you noticed? Children are brilliant today. God told the people in Deuteronomy, he said, listen, You have got to teach your children in the morning, when they get up, teach them at night, in the afternoon, and at night before they go to bed. What do you got to teach them? You got to teach them about the holy God, who he is, and what he says, what he's requiring. And God is requiring things of us as godly fathers and mothers. Well, it's salvation time. Are your children saved? Are you talking to them about salvation? God wants fathers and mothers and children to do his will. They must be saved. The parents got to be saved first. They must obey God in all things. Romans 10, 9 and 10, confess with your mouth. After salvation, we must obey God in our everyday lives. We can't fool ourselves. We got to obey God. We must be holy daily. As Pastor McCray said, we got to be holy. We got to live holy. We must dedicate our lives to God. You know what Job said in Job? Whatever hours we work, God must be first. We must be faithful to God, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. Now, guess what? We can't do that on our own. We don't know how, but he sent Jesus to teach us the way. He sent Jesus as, you know, our shepherd to guide us in the way. And you know what? Backsliding. We can't even do that. We can't. Backsliding for the Christian is doing what the devil wants us to do. Disobedience to God. That's what the devil wants. He wants you to disobey God. He said, oh, you just told a little white lie. Don't worry about it. God forgave you. No. No such thing. God is a holy God. He's a righteous God. What does the Lord require of us? Micah 6 and 8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? But, one, to do justly. Two, to love mercy. Three, to walk humbly before thy God. Well, it's praying time on Bible Story Land. So we need to pray. You know, I missed Pastor Donna Hawkins this morning. She usually comes on every Sunday morning, so we're going to pray for her and her family this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your servant, Pastor Donna Hawkins, the pastor of the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. And we lift up Mother Hawkins, her mother-in-law. And Father, you said to whom much is given, much is required. You know Pastor Donna Hawkins. You know what she's going through even this hour. You know where she is. You know, you said to whom much is given, much is required. So much is required of her. She's stretched. You're enlarging her territory, Lord God. So, Father, give her the strength to do what you wanted to do. Help her, Lord God, in the ministry as she and her husband minister together day after day, Lord God. And, Father, we bind the hand of the enemy that will come and try to sit on the bench and wreak havoc. And we thank you, Lord God, for Mother Hawkins, her mother-in-law. We thank you for her health and her strength. Even as she just lost a family member, we ask you to console her, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God. You know Pastor Donna. She's a wife, a mother, a grandmother, and a pastor. So she has much to do. So walk with her, talk with her, be a lamp and a light to her pathway. In Jesus' name. Pastor McCray, can you pray with me this morning? Are you busy? All right. Well, he works, so he's probably working at this time. So we'll pray. I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. Anybody have a request? Press 1. Anybody have a prayer request? Press 1.
Sister G.
Yes?
Can you please pray for my senior citizens and pray for my friends? That was her family, the one with the car went in the house and killed her. Uh-huh. And everything. I'm talking on the radio.
Uh-huh.
I'm on the radio.
Now, what's her name? I heard about that, but I didn't read it. What was her name?
Sarah Joshua, her family.
Okay, I'll pray
she's
for her family.
She worked with me in St. Vincent's. Yeah, she worked for St. Vincent's with us as our co-worker.
Uh-huh.
And pray for Angie, our mom passed
away.
I know. Hold on, sister. I'm out here with Miss Dora and Lois for
her family.
Yes, for her family. Angela Kiris and her family. Her mother passed away this week. And Bonnie Faye, a cousin of ours, passed away. My sister let me know that. So it's just all around. Pray for my family and my senior citizens. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
All right.
Hey, Miss
Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we adore and bless you, Lord God. Father, we honor you today, and we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in your servant, Jackie Travis. You know Jackie, Lord. She's your servant. She's the one, oh God, with the husband and the two daughters who lives in Jacksonville, who continues, Lord God, on the battlefield. Fight every battle for her, Lord. And, Father, we lift up Sarah Joshua's family who was lost tragically and unexpectedly, Lord God, when the car ran through her house. But, Lord, you knew about it before she was born. You know everything. You know everything. Nothing secret, nothing hidden from you, oh God. So, Father, we lift up Sarah Joshua's family for comfort and strength. And, Lord, you are their healer. Heal them from the loss of this family member, Lord God. And, Father, many of us, oh, God, are going through tragedies and family losses. So we ask you, Lord, to comfort and strengthen every family who's lost family members recently, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and heal our broken hearts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Even the cousin of Jackie who passed away, Lord God, we just ask you, Lord, for mercy. Have mercy on every family and every family member, Lord. We can't make it without you. We need strength. We need courage to move forward, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And, Father, today I lift up Pastor McCray, and I thank you, Lord God, for the word that you instilled in him to bring on Bible Storyland this morning. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to continually walk with him, talk with him, be that lamp and that light to his pathway. Give him strength on the journey that you have him on, oh God. Meet every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Draw him closer to you than ever before, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over him in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the ministry that you've given him, oh God. Fill him, oh God, continuously. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, fill him up continuously, Lord God, with your word. Help him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to continue, oh God, on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus, shield him. Oh God, be his refuge, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for everyone on Bible Storyland this morning. In the name of Jesus. Anybody else who needs prayer, press 1. Anyone who needs prayer, press 1. You know, this week I was in Fresh Market, and I saw a lady standing outside, and then I saw a gentleman walk up and hold hands with her. And I said, what a lovely couple. And I was privileged to meet them as I went into the store. The Lord said to pray for her. And I prayed with them. So I thank God for them. And you know what? I was privileged to ride home with them. She gave me a ride. I'm a stranger to her. But I thank God that this woman of God allowed me a ride home, gave me a ride home from Fresh Market. She's on with us now. I have you on if you would like to speak, Sister Melba and her husband. I have them on this morning, so I have you on live if you want to say something.
Okay, yeah, this is Brother Hill, her husband. I'm asking that you pray for my family and pray for my I'm an attorney by practice, and you know, that I be encouraged as well as have you know, good clients.
Okay.
Good,
right. Good morning. Amen. Good morning. Amen. For all the services and devotions you had this morning. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Melba. All right. Well, Father, I lift up the Hill family. You know Attorney Hill, Lord God. And, Father, I thank you for all that you're doing in him and in his wife, Melba. I thank you for strengthening the family unit. I thank you for the love that you have for them. I thank you, Lord God, for guidance and direction, for you are their guide, oh God. You are the one who, God, in the name of Jesus, who speaks to your people. So speak to them in the night season, oh God. Speak to them. Give them clarity as for the direction you want them to go in, oh God. And, Lord, you know all about his practice as an attorney, but you are the judge. You are the attorney. And so, Father, let him look to the hills from which cometh his help. His help come from you. And, Lord, he's wanting his practice to grow in the name of Jesus. And, Father, even as he bend the knee and cry out to you for a practice after your heart, Lord God, that he's after your heart. Oh, Father God, give him the desires of his heart according to your will and your plan for his life. And, Lord, I thank you for sending more clients. More clients, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for blessing their marriage to grow by leaps and bounds. I thank you for their children and birth to them in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all that you're doing on their behalf. I thank you for strengthening the family unit, strengthening the children. I thank you, Lord God, for their children growing spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, Lord God. So, Father, we just bless you for this couple, Lord God. Give them wisdom, wisdom as a husband, wisdom as a wife, so that they will know how to train up the children in the way that they should go. And so, Father, we thank you for what you're going to do in this couple. Now, Lord, I lift up Karen Itell, who comes on weekly with us on Bible Storyland. Faithfully, she's your faithful servant, Lord God. She serves you, oh God, daily. And I thank you for what you're doing in Karen and in her family, Lord. Draw them all closer to you, Father God. Oh, God, increase the monetary supply for her in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are her strength, her refuge, and her fortress. And, Father, I lift up my friend in New Orleans, Helena Thomas, who's been on her bed of affliction. So, Father, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver us out of them all. So, Father, I thank you for what you're doing in Sister Helena's body, Lord. Lord, she's your servant. Send the word and heal Sister Helena Thomas, oh, God. So, Father, we just bless and honor you, and we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you for Jackie Travis. We thank you for the Hill family. We thank you, Pastor McCray. We thank you for everyone who came on this morning. So, Father, we bless and honor you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. So, Father God, as we're about to close out, but not from your presence, I thank God for each of you who came on Bible Storyland this morning. I love each of you. You already know God loves you more. God is merciful. He's a loving God. Let's love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. I look forward to speaking to each of you next Saturday. It will be Joyful Praise Day. So we'll be praising God. We'll be giving him exuberant praise. We'll be giving him high praise. So next Saturday, I look forward to speaking to you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget to praise the Lord thy God daily. Who loves you, who loves you, who watches over you, who's your shepherd. He cares for you. So next Saturday, 9 a.m., 1619-789-4313. I love you all. Have a great day. God loves you so much.
God loves you all.